Welcome to episode 35 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. How to make a mind. Not just something that solves a particular problem, but something that could, at least in principle, solve any problem. Self-aware, self-directing, self-modifying. It's a tall order, but I know of at least one way to do it. What we need is a big bang. Not a big bang, the big bang. That was the sound of the Big Bang, the first 750,000 years of our universe, give or take, produced by John G. Kramer, Professor Emeritus of Physics from the University of Washington. We'll get into how he made that particular sound in a later episode. But yeah, take the Big Bang, or a Big Bang, give it about 13.82 billion years or so, and we get humans, the human brain, and the human mind. Now, there's a few problems with this approach. First of all, I don't know how to make a big bang, do you? Secondly, I don't want to wait around for 13.82 billion years. Lastly, this process produces people. We already have people. But maybe, if we take a look at the history, the long, long story, we can figure out how we could make minds without waiting 13.82 billion years or having to create an entire universe to do it.